Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. Did you have a good week? More importantly, did you find time to pray to Jesus? We must make time to pray at least once a day, every day, because the Lord wants to hear from us. Through prayer, we build a meaningful relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, as our relationship with Jesus grows, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give all our troubles and worries to the Lord and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxieties. When I was younger, I didn't understand anything I just told you. I had very little faith, and I didn't pray. As a result, all I did was drift in and out of faith, and I never had any connection to God. Luckily, my life changed when in 2010, through a series of events no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about following the golden rule, which is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and why as Christians we must make a considered effort to make the golden rule part of our daily lives. As we continue our journey of becoming better Christians, I want to talk with you today about accepting the challenge. What do I mean when I say accepting the challenge? Very simply, I mean accepting the Christian way of life and be willing to be a Christian at all times. There are times when the Christian way of life can be difficult, but when faced with those difficulties, we have to accept the challenge and remember that being Christian not only means that we believe in God, but also that we are committed to following His laws and commands. Often temptations get in the way, and before we know it, we're giving in and not being a good Christian. The person away on a business trip decides to visit a nightclub and winds up striking a conversation with a delightful person from the opposite sex, which leads to a night of sin. The following morning, the person makes things even worse when they lie to their spouse, saying that they spent a quiet night alone. They come home and have no problem on Sunday going to church as if nothing happened. This is not accepting the challenge. Not only did they commit adultery, but they also lied about it to their spouse. And chances are, especially if they have no remorse and they are fine with their actions, they will do it again and again. Accepting the challenge is us thinking about the choice we made to live as Christians at all times before we act or react to any situation. As I said earlier, there are times when it can be very difficult. So why do we bother? Because the whole point of being Christian is that we believe that living by the laws and commands of our God will ensure us a place in heaven when we die. No one said it would be easy, and frankly, it's not supposed to be. In the Bible it says, John chapter 16, verse 33, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This Bible verse makes it clear that living a Christian way of life will bring us peace, but we will still face many challenges and difficulties. Yet when we choose to live as Christians and follow His laws and commands, the Lord will always help us and guide us. Understanding our commitment of accepting the challenge is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking today about accepting the challenge. When we accept the challenge of living as Christians, we have to make sure that with everything we do, we follow the laws and commands of our God. I'm amazed at how often I see people walk out of the church on Sunday, and the minute they leave, there they are outside, gossiping, taking the Lord's name in vain, and those who are in a hurry, cutting off other drivers when attempting to race out of the parking lot. None of these people are accepting the challenge because the minute they leave church, they completely forget their commitment to being Christian and, more importantly, their commitment to God. The first song I'm going to play today has a powerful message. The song is called, "For I Have Lost My Way." As Christians, there are times when we have doubts and times when we drift away from the Lord and find ourselves lost. When I wrote this song, I was the lost person who had drifted away and sought a path back to Jesus. This song brings me back to the time when I realized I had no connection with the Lord and how lost I was. I have told the story on the show many times of how the Lord brought me back and how I found Jesus. When writing this song, I thought of the events that led to that happening. In the verses, we hear me admitting to the Lord that I was lost and full of doubts and seeking forgiveness. Then in a chorus, my desperate plea for Jesus to reach out to me and lead me to Him. The words in the chorus are, "Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord, oh please stretch out your hand, for I have lost my way." Please listen now to my song, "For I Have Lost My Way."
Felt content with you as my guide. sign. Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord, oh please stretch out your hand, for I have lost my way. Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Today we're talking about accepting the challenge. No one ever said the Christian way of life was an easy path to take, but it's one that we have chosen. The good news is that no matter how hard things may be or difficult resisting temptations might become, we have a weapon, and that weapon is prayer. Prayer is our opportunity to talk directly to Jesus and to open up about whatever difficulties we are facing, needs we may have, or any uncertainties we are dealing with. The Lord knows and understands that all of us as Christians are going to have times when we are weak, when we sin, when we give in to temptations, and when we say or do things that are hurtful to others. We are all far from perfect. However, as Christians, our goal is to be the best Christians we can be. When we sin, we allow ourselves to give in to temptation that we regret. Or when we say or do something hurtful to others that we are sorry about, we must seek the Lord's forgiveness. And this can only happen through prayer. We must reach out and pray to Jesus and repent. When we do, we must pray and ask Jesus to help us not make those mistakes again. We can pray to Jesus to seek his help in giving us the strength and ability to follow the laws and commands of our God at all times and to avoid committing any non-Christian act. The more we pray to Jesus about this, the stronger we will be and the sturdier our defenses against the devil's temptations will become. Jesus wants us to reach out to him, and he wants us to seek his help, for he wants to be with each of us in our hearts, leading us, guiding us, and protecting us. Prayer allows us an incredible opportunity to talk to Jesus as often as we wish, building a powerful relationship and bond with him. When we pray, always remember to be thankful for all we have and to let the Lord know how much we love him. Moreover, we must also pray for others and their needs. And if we know someone who has drifted away from the Lord and is no longer following the laws and commands of our God, we can pray for them and ask Jesus to intervene and show them the path back to our God. There are so many ways we can use prayer, and the more we pray about the things in our lives, the more we'll find ourselves wanting to pray because prayer brings us inner peace. That happens because we feel Jesus reaching out to us and fulfilling us in our hearts. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus every day at least once a day. Seek his forgiveness for our sins and his strength and guidance, helping us become better Christians. Learning how to use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about accepting the challenge can lead us to think about the times when we failed in our attempt to live as Christians should. Perhaps we said or did something offensive to someone we know. We're sorry, and hopefully we sought forgiveness from the person as well as the Lord. But if we make it a point to keep Jesus with us at all times in our hearts, it will give us greater strength to resist engaging in non-Christian behavior or acts. In the Bible it says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." This Bible verse tells us that the Lord is there to help and guide us at all times, and that as long as we keep him close to us in our hearts, we have nothing to fear. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song with a special message. The song is called "Give Music to the Lord." I have been involved with church music for years. When I wrote this song, I thought of the many people in church who don't sing and how that goes against the will of our God. You see, in the Bible, there are many references of how the Lord wants all of us to sing and sing loudly when praising our God. It doesn't matter what type of singing voice we may have, the Lord wants to hear it. Singing is a form of worship and praise. In the song verses, we hear how great it feels when we are singing and praising our God. Then in the chorus, what it means when we give music to the Lord and offer our praise and worship. Please listen now to my song, "Give Music to the Lord."
Can't wait to start. My Lord is my
be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Here, Jesus is explaining that unless we accept and receive the Holy Eucharist, we will not have eternal life. For it is the bread and wine we receive that keeps the Lord with us here on earth in our hearts and will bring us into heaven when we die. Yet at that time, the crowd Jesus was preaching to did not fully understand because Jesus had not yet died on the cross or performed the miracle of the Holy Eucharist. The psalm for today is Psalm 34, "Taste and See the Goodness of the Lord." The message of this psalm is to remind us that whoever tastes and sees the goodness of the Lord finds the Lord is good with blessings of true happiness, and that our Lord, our God, is always there to protect us, guide us, and take care of us. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text with a modern melody supported by full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 34, "Taste and See the Goodness of the Lord."
Let us together extol Him.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Shadow of the Cross. A young man who had been raised as an atheist was training to be an Olympic diver. The only religious influence in his life came from his outspoken Christian friend. The young diver never really paid much attention to his friend's sermons, but he heard them often. One night, the diver went to the indoor pool at the college he attended. The lights were all off, but as the pool had big skylights and the moon was bright, there was plenty of light to practice by. The young man climbed up to the highest diving board, and as he turned his back to the pool on the edge of the board and extended his arms out, he saw his shadow on the wall. But the shadow of his body was in the shape of a cross. Instead of diving, he knelt down and asked God to come into his life. As the young man stood, a maintenance man walked in and turned the lights on. The pool had been drained for repairs. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go!